When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hi guys, it's Nick here, Nick Jensen from Holistic Health and Anxiety Coaching. Welcome back to another episode, episode 89. My guest speaker here is Jeremy here, and we're discussing anxiety, and today's topic is living from the heart, right? Living from the heart. And what does that mean? Not from the mind, because it's that's where the trouble is, in the mind. So yeah, I thought I'd get on here and just chit-chat about it. Another word is emotional intelligence, understanding the connection, the between the brain, the mind, and what actually happens. So it's very important to understand that. It's a very valuable asset to everyone to feel, to be coherent with, it starts from the heart first. We can tap into that. Then there's so much beauty in life, and there's so much easiness with life, and we're not fighting it with the brain. Brain is like a computer. It just gives it instruction, whether you're giving it when you're giving it instruction from the heart, or you're just giving it instruction from the ego. You need to understand that to deal with anxiety better. What do you think, Jeremy, with that so far?
That sounds all reasonable. Emotional intelligence is very important.
Yes.
I've been an anxious person myself, so that does ring true for me.
I think we can resolve things from the heart. That's the whole topic. I heard this today. So can we tap in? How do we tap into the heart? You know, we all have the ability. For me is like, how do you do that for you? How do you tap into the heart? I'm not, before I share my version, what do you do to, you know, you're there, you know, you've got the anxiety, you know, you're freaking out a bit. Yeah.
Yeah. It's sort of the difference between living in your head and overthinking something just sort of relaxing and centering yourself and, not thinking so much, seeing things more plainly.
Yeah.
All
right. But yeah, you're so right. There's millions of people kind of being challenged around the world with anxiety. We live in a fast competitive world and we can't slow down our thinking and get back into our body, you know, and then we're giving ourselves some serious instructions and always pondering, always attention, too much attention from the head.
Yeah.
You know, where something like somatic therapy, mindfulness, meditation, all these kind of wonderful things that we can do, just come off the, what do you call it? The hamster wheel.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if we're in the heads, we're in the hamster wheel. What else can we share? So let's talk about high intelligence. So the emotional intelligence, EI, I guess, emotional intelligence is people who have emotional intelligence. And it's a practice thing. I think I asked you a question earlier. I think it was you that I asked, how do you get that zone? How do you get into the zone? Actually, the last conversation was about bias, the bias. And I asked you, what is it and why is it important? But how do you know your bias? What's your bias? It's like stuff that you collected over time, yeah?
Yeah.
So maybe no one's told us that, that some of us can't emotionally regulate. That's the thing. And so, yes. So emotional intelligent people can actually cope. It's learned. It's a learned behavior, isn't it, to be emotional, to have that emotion. It is a learned. It's something like we are biased to it.
Mm.
and we've learned to it. And we find that what I find is that people with a higher EI, emotional intelligence, they tend to cope with life a little bit better, much better actually. They're able to solve problems better. They're not freaking out consistently. They know how to sit back. They know how to emotionally regulate. Yeah, that's important for us. Oh, I think we've done well on that one. Well, what about empathy? Like, we need to have. I find emotional people, high intelligence emotional people, have more empathy. Oh, okay, I know what that means. Switch your ignition on a bit. Yeah, let's do that. One more time. Better leave it there for a second. Otherwise, we're going to have a flat battery. We're not going to succeed with this wonderful recording we're doing for a few minutes or so. So, what about empathy? Like, understanding empathy. What actually is empathy?
It's understanding the feelings of other people,
Yes.
understanding where they're coming from and
Yeah.
what biases they may have, and
Mm-hmm.
being able to sort of modify your behavior based on that. And that's, I know that's how you be a good person and a
Yeah.
productive member of society, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. So fitting into someone else's shoes, I think as teachers or life coaches or anxiety coaches, we definitely I need to have, I need I you know need to nurture and cultivate the wonderful discipline and practice of empathy all the time, especially with listening. You know, if you've got, you know, a relationship, you got to listen to your wife or partner. Yeah, you got to people freak out all the time. They're freaking out. They need to be listened to. They're going through stuff. They're clashing with other people, in working environments. And we've got to be able to help them out there. Yeah. So it's important to be able to have that support system, in relationships, and everything's relative. You walk out of the car, or walk out of your house, go to shopping. It's a different environment. You're going to clash, but you bump into someone, just empathy because they're just having a shit day. They're not. People can be disassociated from, from thought. Unfortunately, that's what happens because they're too much in their head. Now coping. Let's go on with coping strategies. Like, what kind of, when we got this high, when we're working from the heart, we also accelerate the coping strategies. What sort of coping strategy do you use to, when you lift yourself back up in high frequency?
Meditation is one of them,
Yes.
obviously. So
Yep.
yeah, helps you center yourself, calm down, and stop overthinking. There's the one where you sort of identify things in your vicinity and just sort of keep where you are. So you can say, okay, I can touch this and I can see this. I've always found that really helpful, stop you from thinking too much.
Mindfulness, yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah,
one thing
mindfulness.
that I've found, just as a sort of philosophy that I have, is that no one else thinks about this as much as you do. If you're
Right.
overthinking about something, this can be just you. You just need to sort of let go and stop thinking about whatever is making you upset, because that's not helping at all.
No, it's
And no one
not.
else is worrying about it as much as you are.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, that's beautiful. And thank you for that, Jeremy. Emotional intelligent people can do that. They can adapt better. They can have they have better problem solving strategies. They know where they can get the support from. There's some people hold on, they hold off the supports, and yeah, they have got their own systems to, to cope with, whether it be an exercise, meditation, mindfulness, all that. So, now, did you know that the heart can actually send signals to the brain? Yeah, and that's really important. Once we focus on our body, our heart, and we settled into it, we seem to not freak out. Like we come off, we're like we're, when you we can do that. What it happens is you kind of think beyond back of your mind. You're not thinking from front of your mind. You're here. You're thinking behind. Something happened then. It doesn't matter. It's trying to record or something. Ignition's still on. Okay.
Yeah, should be fine.
Yeah, it's still going. So it's, yeah, we just, you got to just have ability to stop the anxiety, to think back and become the observer of your mind, of your thoughts. And then you seem to have a connection with the heart that way. Yeah. And which we bring us to another subject, the heart coherence stuff. So, And it's clarity, like you said earlier, it's clarity to be to have well-beingness. It is a psych, it's a physiology and emotional balancer. It is the heart, brain, and nervous system, and also the harmonic balance, which is, in other words, homeostatic, which means we if you do the relaxation, the breathing, the mindfulness, do that, and you have that a pattern, what happens? You the nervous system sort of relaxes through breath, and what happens is you start feeling that calmness, that balance, and just through some breath work, relaxation, and mindful work. So that's keys we can do that. Yoga is a good way to do it. I keep mentioning that in this podcast. Yeah, it's we got this system. We got this. We can create this harmony. This tapping right into through the allowing ourselves to get balanced. Just by pulling back and say, well, I'm just going to observe my thoughts, feelings, my sensations in my body just by breathing in. That's what I always do with my podcast. Unfortunately, we're not going to do a meditation on this particular one, but there's a meditation on normally all my podcasts that kind of go with it to get that idea, to get that balancing or the habit or practice of balancing up that heart coherence state. Let's look at body mind connection now. What does that mean to you to have a body mind connection?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, all right. Well, the heart brain connection is actually separate to emotions. That's kind of interesting. These are all different things, or different entities of the body and thought patterns. Yeah, so our heart actually influences our cognition process. It creates more memory. Why? Because it takes a lot of energy to stress out. It wipes you right out. So we have more memory. So end of the day, we have tools to work with to stay in more balance. We have more attention. We're not attention deficit, we're attention plus. We have better problem solving capabilities, which is kind of cool to have that in your day. Once again, it's all about energy, and it's all about feeding the right stuff, which leads us into synchronization. It's good to have that, the synchronization, which gives us this cognitive optimization. I love that. It's like a computer. How do you optimize your Google, whatever, your Google podcast? Yeah, it's like that. But with the right systems and right mental capacity, we can do that. Mental clarity, better focus, and we're always staying on. We can stay on top. On top of the negative thoughts and energy vibrations, and yeah, I think that's all. Easy. Yeah, you want to make some comments on that? How did you feel about this little comment? I mean, I think we've run about 12 minutes on that.
That's all right. Yeah, it's interesting that your brain isn't the only thing that thinks in your body, is something that I've learned. So like, yeah, your heart does, your gut does. There are multiple brains.
That's
So
right.
that's
Even your
really,
stomach's a brain,
yeah,
right?
absolutely. It's an
Because
interesting thing to think
intuition
of.
is from your stomach, but intuition also comes in from the heart.
Yeah.
We just kind of tap into that, guys. And now we're doing the holistic thing now. We're doing the spiritual thing. Let's just more. We never get a chance to sit back like this and just talk about it, to tap into the abilities that there's more to just their brain. And brain's more like, what is a brain? It's just a machine. It's a device. It's a beautiful place. It allows you to telepathically go somewhere. You create sleep, creates the balances. There's always a negative stuff like over ruminating. That's not cool. Like a sleep, you can't. Now, I always say, don't take the darkness into the day. Get some sleep, get nourished, all that stuff. So, yeah, all right. Well, Jeremy, thank you for joining the beautiful. Yeah, man, I really
It's
enjoyed that little conversation.
a
Guys, till the next episode, stay tuned and subscribe anytime you want. And if you need help, or maybe your family, friends might need to hear this, our podcast, please pass them on and subscribe. Help to see you at the next one. Ciao, guys. Have a wonderful day. Blessings, peace to you. So we are ciao for now. Call this one out. Cool.
Cool.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.